Well, hello. Thank you for your call to the Daily Inspiration Line. This is Brother Jeff, hoping to bring you messages in the next days on what the Bible calls the faith. You would just think about that. It doesn't say the creed. It doesn't say the religion. It's called the faith. And that faith that we have has got to be faith in an object. And that object is Christ. Christ is the faith. Look at this verse with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And it's verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul declares, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I love that little phrase. I have kept the faith. This faith in Jesus, this Christ that he served, this resurrected Savior that met him on that dusty Damascus road, is the one that he kept. You know, when we value something, we keep it. I've got a cabinet with some precious little memories and little items. They're not worth anything on the market, but to me, they're precious. And there's some special little things that come from gifts and family members and little children and things like that, and they're valuable. And you keep those in a safe place. But old Christ, the faith, is something worth far more than an earthly possession. He is the one worth keeping, because I love the thought that we don't keep him, he keeps us. But at the same time, it's reciprocal. You and I both have to work together as a co-laborer, as a co-servant. But yet we are weak. We're frail. Psalm 39 declares how frail we are. David said, you know how frail I am. And so we put our faith in Christ, and Christ puts his love and power upon us, his grace. So Paul said he kept his faith. He kept it. So we're going to talk a little more about that. I don't think that there's anything better to put your faith in than Jesus, because he is the faith. He is our hope. We can't focus on the fruit. We got to focus on the root. Jesus is the root of our faith. He is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. To walk and be led by a hand you can't hold. To pray to a God you can't see. I love that verse that says, whom having not seen yet we love. So praise God for the goodness of God and giving us the power to believe and gifting us with his love. But Christ, you know, if you think about it, he's not the building. He's the foundation. He's the head of the corner. He's the cornerstone. He is the root of all things. And it begins, this faith that we have to keep has to begin with a clear salvation experience, a transformation salvation. You know, you don't just accept Jesus. In reality, he has to accept you. He has to receive you. And it says that we have to receive him. To many as received him, to them gave he power. He gives you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is we're dead men, and we go to our own funeral, and we die to sin and self. And we come from that death, and we come to life. As one man said, you cannot have a resurrection unless you first have a crucifixion. And Jesus makes the best of everything. When he made that wine at Cana, they said it was the very best. And he always makes the best things. He makes the best wives. He makes the best husbands. He makes the best workers. He makes the best of everything because Christ is the best. He's the author of good and right. And he always makes you better. He doesn't just make you better. He makes you new, brand new, a new creature. If any man be in Christ, has that faith in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away. It's a darkness to light. Oh, we're dead, but now we're quickened. We're made alive. So what happened when you were transformed? Was your salvation transforming, or was it a religious ceremony? Did you just follow creeds and doctrines, or did you get really born again to where you got a hold of this faith that you're going to keep? Paul said, I've kept the faith. You got to have the faith to keep it. You got to be resurrected. You got to be made a new creature. So we're going to talk about this a little more, but Paul said, I've kept the faith. Look what he says next there in closing. He says, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith and the reward. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all also that love is appeared. Amen. Well, keep your eyes on that faith. Hold the faith. God bless you.